when I went to Harvard, I went there because Walter Gropius was the head of the architecture department, and he was one of the probably four most famous and important architects in the world. As it turned out, he was not as good a teacher as I expected. He had founded the Bauhaus, which is a remarkable achievement. Bauhaus was a whole new method of teaching architecture by teaching art and crafts all together. And marvelous successful thing. As it turned out, Walter Gropius was not a very good teacher in my estimation now. I thought at the time he was wonderful. Of course, now, looking back on it, Marcel Breuer, I feel, was a much better teacher. And I perhaps should even have gone over to Pennsylvania, University of Pennsylvania instead. One of the professors at Harvard had been asked to go to University of Penn, and teach there, and asked me to come along with him. Well, I couldn't imagine going to any other university as long as Gropius was teaching at Harvard. Later on, of course, I realized that Perkins had gone to Penn because a young man named Louis Kahn was teaching there. Louis Kahn became the greatest architect of those years, between, I'd say, 1946, 48, 50, on to about 1980 or 85 when he died. Remarkably capable architect and probably the highest honored in the world of those years. But at any rate, I didn't go over that. I met Kahn several times after that. Wonderful writer, wonderful teacher. I remember when we had invited him up here to speak at one of the regional conferences, and he was speaking in front of a group of us. We were all sitting on the floor, looking up at him and going, "Oh, and ah, how wonderful those comments are." I remember one thing he said. He says, "The walls parted." This is historical, years and 1,000 years ago, maybe. "The walls parted and the column became." Oh, we all almost fainted with the beauty of the words and the significance of what they meant.